If you've ever wanted to include a bulleted list in something you wrote, chances are you find yourself at a loss to know how to punctuate it. Does a period end each bulleted item? A semicolon? Or does each listed item just end with no punctuation at all? If the answers seem out of reach, there's a reason. It seems like no one ever teaches us this stuff, and when we look for examples in published writing, we usually can't see any clear pattern to how lists are written. The reason? There are no standardized rules for punctuating bulleted lists. They vary from editing style to editing style, and sometimes even from editor to editor. In fact, in my experience, a lot of times writers and editors just sort of wing it. But sometimes you want to be more precise than that, and in those cases, I suggest following the guidelines set out in the Chicago Manual of Style. Now, bear in mind that the following guidelines apply only to lists that are set off from the preceding paragraph. We're not talking about lists that appear as part of a sentence. For example, in the sentence, "I bought milk, cheese, and bread," you do have a list, just it's punctuated as a normal part of the sentence. So here's how to write those other kinds of lists, vertical ones that stand alone, set off from the paragraph before them. To punctuate these lists, the most important thing to note is whether, grammatically, they're actually part of a single sentence. Here's an example. Students taking part in the field trip should bring bullet, a jacket or light sweater, bullet, a sack lunch, bullet, a signed permission slip. Now, according to the Chicago Manual, here's how you would normally punctuate a list like this. The introductory text, that is, students taking part in the field trip should bring, has no punctuation. It's not followed by a colon or anything. According to Chicago style, it would be followed by a colon if it were a complete sentence, but in this case it's not. It actually needs the bulleted items that follow to make a complete sentence. So in this situation, no colon. As for the individual items, when they combine with the introductory text to form a single sentence, Chicago usually says that all but the last one should end with a semicolon, and then the last one should end with a period. In other words, the whole list is punctuated a lot like a regular sentence, just some of its elements are stacked vertically. So, according to Chicago style, that list would be written as follows. Students taking part in the field trip should bring, then no punctuation after bring, new line, bullet, a jacket or light sweater, semicolon, new line, bullet, a sack lunch, semicolon, then new line, bullet, a signed permission slip, period. Now when the introduction itself is a complete sentence, then a colon follows it. Students taking part in the field trip must bring a number of items from home, colon. Now, because this introduction was itself a complete sentence, it doesn't make sense to punctuate each item in the list as if it were part of that sentence. In these cases, Chicago says, you usually don't put any punctuation after each bulleted item. Students taking part in the field trip should bring a number of items from home, colon, new line, bullet, a jacket or light sweater, no punctuation, new line, bullet, a sack lunch, no punctuation, new line, bullet, a signed permission slip, no punctuation. The only exception would be if each of the listed items were itself a complete sentence. In that case, you'd write each like a sentence, beginning with a capital letter and ending with a period. Students taking part in the field trip should note the following guidelines, colon, new line, bullet, capital B, bring a jacket or light sweater, period. New line, bullet, capital S, students must provide their own lunch, period. New line, bullet, capital N, no one will be allowed to attend without a signed permission slip, period. So as you can see, the most important thing to keep in mind when writing bulleted lists is whether the list contains or is a complete sentence. If the whole thing is a complete sentence, remember, no colon to introduce the listed items, and semicolons after all the listed items except the final, which ends with a period. If the introductory matter is itself a complete sentence, end it with a colon, then don't put any punctuation mark after each bulleted item unless each item is itself a complete sentence. And if you find all that too much to remember, you can always just do what I do. Just check the Chicago Manual of Style every time.